This episode brought to you by Emotional Support.
Do you keep reliving that dragon attack that leveled your village? Is a vampire overlord keeping you in a constant state of depression or outright panic? Do you now refuse to speak to anyone in public after that one time when an adventurer rolled a natural 20 on their persuasion check and got you to take your pants off in the middle of the town square? Does the thought of having to cram yourself into a carriage with a bunch of strangers with funky onion BO and sweaty swamp asses make you never again want to travel the 5 miles to visit your mother in the next village? We understand. We live in troubling times, and you never know when you might be assaulted by the breath of a fire-breathing monster, or a drunken gnome who you would swear was actually a Limburger golem in disguise. But that's where we come in. We analyzed research that was performed by the wisest of blind sages, and we discovered a solution. We call it Emotional Support Swarms of Rats. Our professionally certified trainers work one-on-one with swarms of rats in state-of-the-art facilities to provide you with the support you need in times of stress. Imagine the peace of mind you'll feel when your swarm of rats is at your side while you're shopping in a crowded central market. Think of how comforting it will be to snuggle into your swarm of rats when that annoying carriage passenger tries to fall asleep on you. You can even rest easy at night, free from the plaguing thought of a monster attacking your village, while you sink into the swarm of rats scrabbling atop your bed and across your legs and face. Order now, and we'll send a squealing, squirming swarm of rats right to your doorstep. Relief is just a sending spell away. Emotional Support Swarms of Rats. We put the warm in swarm.
Welcome to Pork Fried Dice, a podcast in which a group of friends play Dungeons & Dragons together, facing the horrors of the fantasy world before them with unflinching solemnity and stoicism. Or not. Featuring Katie as Will, Greg as Lank, Abby as Rafina, Alex as Batwack, and Eric as Nick and as Dungeon Master. Hold on to your haversacks. Let's roll.
Hey, Greg, it's the 500th anniversary of the Reformation.
It is. It is, in fact, the 500th of what you just said.
Did you know that...
And I have been drinking myself silly all day in celebration.
Well, guess what? Playmobil, the company, did put out a little figure of Martin Luther in celebration of the 500th anniversary.
That is awesome.
It's so cute. See, I didn't even really know what the Reformation was until the 500th anniversary of the Reformation.
Those things were nailed on the door.
Exactly, yeah.
Is that part of
I
the playset? Is there a little church with him nailing his 95 theses?
Nobody's holding a quill.
So he's writing them. He has the hammer in his pocket. You can't see it. A nail in the other one.
He's like, man, I got to round out this list. Once I hit that magic 95 number, I'm going to nail these things to that church door.
Playmobil's awesome. They have really cool stuff.
They really do.
So over the summer, they released the Ghostbusters, the original Ghostbusters, their firehouse, the car, Slimer, and everything. And I was like, I gotta buy these for my kids, but it was for me.
I totally bought the Lego set with the TARDIS and several of the Doctor Who's.
Nice. Oh yeah,
because I wanted it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. They have some really cool kids toys. Like, yeah, it's hard because sometimes things that I like don't align with what my kids like. But at least they are obsessed with Ghostbusters like me. I've taught them well. So, what's up?
Nothing. What's up with you?
Yay! Which character is this? I'm trying to picture all of them.
This is Rufina when she has a cold. How is that even a song? Who said? Who thought that was a good idea?
The Russians.
I sing the that Russians? All the time.
That guy's Russian.
Oh, was it Russian?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I totally
was
believe it.
Was it, is what I said.
Was it Russian?
Was it Russian? That was a real man.
Well, he's dead now.
And that's
so.
How World War III started.
Yep.
They can trace it back to episode 57 of Pork Fried Dice. It's going to be a couple months till it's released, guys, so you can get ready. Bunker up.
Oh, no, don't joke about things like that. You know that I'm
now. I feel like though there would be a moment of, huh, that's pretty cool if it was like Vladimir Putin listens to this podcast.
That's where the 3-star rating came from.
Oh my god!
Yes,
he wanted more Blinsky.
More Blinsky.
There is not enough Blinsky. Oh my god!
Blinsky Medvedev.
So, I played the music. That means we've actually officially started. Lady Fiona Wachter was pretty much immediately vaporized by Batwack.
Vaporized.
His sword cleaving into her poor old lady head. Rufina then stopped most of the guards in their tracks with her impromptu rave, allowing Izek to mow most of them down, aided by Lank and egged on by Will. The final guard, beautiful blonde Merida, was taken out of the room by Izek and squelched out of sight, to the displeasure of most of the group. The party made their way up...
Was it really displeasure? I think everyone really wanted her gone. I know...
Nobody wanted to admit it to everybody else.
I know Batwack did, even though Batwack was like, don't do it! Aside, he was like, I'm glad you did that. He told me in secret.
The party made their way upstairs, where the large, black-armed brute eliminated Henrik as well. Here, I wrote a parenthetical for you all. I wrote, I'm starting to think any time someone is brutally killed, we can say they were Izek'd.
Totally Izek'd him.
Yep. Yeah. End parenthetical. Izek had demanded to be taken to Irina, so the group sent Lank ahead to get her consent. But he was not able to obtain it, as he found the Blue Water Inn at the center of a raging inferno.
Yes, that's right.
Victor and Davian had made it out alive, and the old were-raven let you know that Blinsky, the town toymaker, had dragged Irina off to the east. After some clever and slightly deus ex machina-y deduction, the group plus Izek made its way to the Wachter House, which seemed largely empty except for an industrious cook who pointed them in the direction eventually of the cellar.
You just need to strategically place people around so we can figure out what the fuck is going on. There was one guy in the house and he pointed you to where you need to go. There was a guy in the street and was like, hey, maybe we should go here. Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's so sad.
I don't know. How did we end up at the Wachter House? It was Izek who pointed us
out. Yeah,
there,
you're
right.
Yeah, it was Izek.
Well, he was like, didn't she say Blinsky was involved?
Yeah.
Or something like that?
Oh my god. We're so...
Anyway, the cellar door now stands open, revealing a set of stairs leading down into the torchlit gloom.
Bathwack takes a long rest.
Good thinking there, Bathwack.
Hey, it's probably nice and dark, and it's a perfect place for a nice rest.
Yeah.
It's cooler than the above. Well, it doesn't really matter. There's no sun anyway.
Maybe there's some beds down there. You don't know.
Do we hear any sounds?
No.
Nothing.
You can recline on a giant stack of pancakes.
There's not even a singing Russian dude, right?
No, you don't hear any trolls or lows or lows. Trolls or lows.
Oh my god, there's got to be like, you've got to have a bad guy at one point that's like a troll, but he just sings that song a lot.
Don't tell me my business, woman! Maybe if you strain real hard, you can still hear the efforts of people fighting the blaze back at the Blue Water. Maybe. If you've got really good ears. Otherwise, this black maw is open before you.
Irina's going to say, well, if no one has any objections, I'm going to yell down into this cavernous blackness here. Does anyone care?
Do you mean Rufina?
Wait, what did you say?
She said Irina.
Oh, for crying. Wow.
We've all done it. Now you've done it.
It changes everything.
It has happened.
Wait a second. Abby's realizing she's not playing Arena.
Man, we gotta start all over.
Yeah.
Yep. All right. You all head into the Vistani camp. Madam Arena, Madam Eva's tent.
Madam Arena. God.
Oh no, we gotta start over more.
Rafina wakes up in Madam Eva's tent. It's all a bad dream.
The year was 1970 something. Gary Gygax is sitting at a table.
Going back to the bear toggle mirror.
All right.
She says in her sleep.
See, monkey has my money.
All right. So, Rafina, you were just sleeping momentarily against the side of the house, dreaming you were Arena. You've woken up and now realize you are, in fact, Rafina. What would you like to do?
Well, I've just asked everyone permission to yell into the cavernous hole.
Will's, like, staring at her like, what? Really?
No. Sometimes I do things that you guys think are impetuous, so I'd like to ask your permission first.
Oh God, nobody's saying anything. Shh. I don't know.
Hello!
It echoes down into the cellar below, bouncing back up to you. Hello, 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 hello.
That sounded like Blinsky. Was Blinsky just doing that?
Hello, 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 hello.
I'd like a toy made for me.
me. That just sounds like me. Can't really say that with an accent, at least not with that accent.
Me.
Got a question about Will's spells. Can Will indefinitely maintain the form of the mare?
Yeah, it's a cantrip for me, right? Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Oh, that's amazing. All right.
Yeah. So cool. Hey, what's up? I'm the mayor still. Yeah, I was just trying to think if I should. I don't have to be necessarily, but Izek is upstairs, and I'm a little, I don't know, I feel like I'd be like, I'm going to just pretend I'm him for a long time, because apparently Will is also dead, if you all remember that you said Will is dead.
Yeah.
So.
It'd be a little weird if he showed up. Yeah.
Forgot about that.
Yeah, Will is dead.
Does Izek know what Will looks like? I guess he kind of does.
That was, in fact, exactly why I was asking.
Yeah.
This is his twin, Bill.
Yeah. I don't think he does. I mean, it's totally up to... What, is your phone ringing?
Oh, no. Greg just sent a picture, and I got a notification.
Oh, yay. I never see anything.
This is Katie interrupting just for a moment to give a little context for this next bout of insane laughter. At this point in the game, Greg had photoshopped an image of Russian President Vladimir Putin in a Pork Fried Dice baseball hat and sent it to the group. We'll post the image to our Facebook page so you can enjoy it too. Now back to the game.
We're wondering why Lank didn't have a response to Rafina's question. Now we know.
I needed just a minute.
He's so happy in that picture.
We've made only two of those hats. There's only two in existence. One's in my bedroom, and well.
One's for the DM, and one's for our biggest fan.
One's for the other DM, Dmitry Medvedev.
Yeah. Oh. Oh, unstoppable. Oh, my Sorry. Lord.
Oh, my goodness.
Anyway.
So there's no answer.
Nope, no answer.
Well, I guess the way things are going, we're going to have to go down into this yucky, scary place, huh? Unless anyone wants to go back to the inn and try to make some tent biscuits.
Will's like, good idea, and he starts going up the stairs. Just kidding. Not really. I don't do that in front of everybody.
Matthew's going down the stairs. We still haven't moved.
I will follow down the stairs.
Should we close the door so that Izek doesn't know we're down here? I don't want him to follow us down here, man. I mean, at least if we close it, we might prevent him from knowing that we're immediately down here. I told that guy to run away if he saw Izek and not tell him we're down here. So, I don't know. What do you think?
Do you maybe want to stay at the top of the stairs and intercept Izek if he comes around?
Mayor.
Do you guys think that I should do that?
Wilson, top of the stairs guy.
That sounds like a good plan.
Are you all down the stairs? Is everyone down the stairs?
I don't know.
I followed Bathwack down
the stairs.
Is
everyone inside?
I'm on the stairs.
Where is everyone right now?
Nick's behind you guys.
I'm still at the top with Will.
Well, as you descend, you find your way to a landing. If you scroll down in the map, you can see what I'm about to describe. The stairs turn left and head down the rest of the way to the cellar. It's a cellar with a dirt floor. You see across the way there's another set of stone steps ascending up across the room from you. At the south end of the room, there's a set of four beds against the wall. And you also see there are sets of footprints going from one staircase to the other, and also to a point close to the southwest corner of the room, seemingly ending at a blank wall.
Haha.
Is everyone down the stairs yet?
I think I'm hanging.
I'm still loading the map.
This is really important to me.
Why? Are you going to push us? What are you going to do?
Aren't you in front of the group going down the stairs?
He's going to do a comic thing where he stops suddenly and we all fall over like dominoes.
Well, Lank is right behind Bathwack.
Mm-hmm. And Nick's right behind Lank.
You guys are going to fall first.
Did Will decide about the door? Are you closing it behind you?
I think Will is waiting to see what happens to them as they reach the bottom of the stairs.
Got it.
He's like, what's down there, guys? Says the mayor. I am the mayor. What is down there?
Well, Bathwack, you're in the front. What are you doing? Not everyone is down there. I know it's important.
Mm-hmm. Are you waiting for me to come down?
Bathwack's going to throw his hands up in the air and scream. Ah! No, I'm just kidding.
What's going on?
Will runs up, closes the door, and puts the immovable rod in front of the doors. Too bad, guys! Good luck!
Fine, come on down, everyone. Close the door behind you, Will.
Close it?
Yeah, why not?
All right.
All right.
Which way? I'm assuming they open this way.
Yeah, they're right? like Wizard of Oz, Dorothy, cellar doors. They're like slanted into. They're almost horizontal. So
the immovable rod can't hold them closed if I put it inside.
No.
Yeah.
Unless you fasten some sort of hook or whatever, you know, inside to attach it to.
Which I don't have.
No.
But I may be able to daunt someone who tries to follow us by mysteriously closing it with my magical power.
Ah.
You listen for it at opening.
And then just close it again.
That's amazing. So Bathwack, what's up?
Well, I'm going to walk into the center of the room. These footsteps are totally obvious, right?
Oh, yes. They're very clear.
Yeah. I'm going to walk over and examine the mysterious wall where the footsteps seem to disappear.
Got it. As soon as you hit the dirt floor, you see the ground start to shift in multiple places in the cellar.
Sweet.
And emerging from the loose earth,
what?
At different points there in the cellar, you see... My mouse is not working.
Is it more skeletal cats?
Close.
Yay. Aw, damn.
You see, scrabbling up from within the earth below, you see the forms of 8 skeletons.
Oh my god!
Unearthing themselves. And the one right in front of you, Batwack, raises its sword and swipes at you.
Oh.
And now I need everybody to roll initiative.
I'm glad I never actually went down the stairs. Wink!
Fifteen.
5. I'm still terribly startled by Bathwack screaming and throwing his hands in the air.
minus 7.
I have a total of 8.
So go ahead and position yourselves where you think you might be. Hopefully you can see your dudes now. No, you can't. Why not?
No, I can't see my dudes.
Maybe it's because you're behind the wall of shame.
Aww.
That's pretty much where our group lives.
Oh, there they are.
And I'm assuming Bernard is with you, Will?
Yes.
Is he still a rat?
Yeah, F. Yeah.
All right.
And is it possible, I think I asked this before, but like, I assume that he would be tucked away, like, in my clothes somehow.
That's fine.
Yeah? Okay.
All right. Nick is going to vault off the stairs. He's going first, by the way, because he got an 18 total.
He's vaulting, huh?
Actually, no, way more, but anyway. Yes, he vaults over the stairs, lands on the dirt below, and he is going to try to rapier one of the skeletons. All right. And that misses.
No, Nick!
And then we go to Bethwack.
All right. I'll check the guy directly in front of me at the bottom of the stairs.
All right, your reflexes are quick enough that before he is able to complete his swing at you, you can attack him first. So go ahead.
Good. All right. So standard attack. 14. 15.
Hit.
All right, cool. So 11.
11. And what kind of damage do you do? Is it slashing?
This is slashing damage, yeah.
Okay. All right. You take out a good portion of his rib cage. Not enough so that he is not able to stand, though. But it looks like he's kind of hanging on to life, animation, whatever you want to call it. Would you like to take another attack?
Yeah, I'll do the same thing on him.
Okay.
Oh! Bum, 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 bum.
You gotta tell me. what is the total with the one?
8.
Okay, yeah, that misses. Would you like to do anything else?
Nah, I'll just hang out here.
Got it. And these skeletons now have a chance to do their thing. The one that was about to swing at you, Bathwack, he does so, and has an 18 to hit.
Against armor class 18, so that's a hit, right?
That is a hit.
Yep.
That does 5 piercing damage.
Oh, crap. Okay.
The other two nearby, they both move up.
Uh-oh.
And they both attempt to swing at you. We've got an 8 and a 16.
Both misses.
Right? Okay. This other one is going to try to swing. He's going to try to poke through the railing at you, Lank, stab at your legs, which means, I guess, your head. And that is an 11 to hit.
Oh, I'm sure. I'm 16.
Okay, yep. These two around Nick are going to try to hit him. Miss and hit.
Oh, no, Nick!
That one does, what, 6 damage, I think. And this one is going to move up to try to hit Nick. And miss. And then the one at the far north of the room is going to try to go over, and he's going to start climbing up the railing towards the landing.
Oh,
where
no!
We're
no!
He's going to be kind of near the top of the railing, but not be able to make his way the whole way up yet. And then we go to Rafina.
All right. So Rafina is going to look at the guy who's closest to her.
The one climbing up towards you? Mm-hmm.
And suddenly, out of her eyeballs, flashes a streak of light.
Whoa!
Whoa.
From Guiding Bolt.
Cool. Alright.
And
that's creepy.
Alright. Rafina can be nasty sometimes.
That's awesome.
Okay, so this is going to be out of my level 2 slot. I'm using up my level 2 slots here. Ooh, 18.
That's definitely a hit. And you said you're going to, I mean, because it is a first level spell, so you can cast it at first or second level.
No, let's just do this first then. I rolled a 6 4 times or the 4 6 times?
The 4 D6s means 4 of the D6. The D6 is the type of die. So the D6, the 6-sided die, roll it 4 times.
This is my first time playing. I don't know if you noticed.
It's okay. Yeah. Everybody welcome Abby. She's playing Rafina.
I got a 5, a 3, a 6, and a 3.
All right. Your bolt crashes into that skeleton and blasts him off the railing into pieces, scattering him to the four winds.
How exciting!
He's dead. Do you want to move anywhere, Rafina?
No, she just needs to blow the smoke out of her eyes.
Okay. It's like when like guys like blow off the pistol tips, yeah. But she just blows up at her eyeballs. It looks like she's trying to get a hair. Yeah, she's trying to get hair out of her face. All right, Will, you're up.
All right, I'm gonna peek around the corner and look at to see because Rafina took care of that one that was coming up to get me. He was coming to get me. Okay.
Well, you're so egotistical.
It's all about you.
I'm going to look around the corner and see that all these ones are kind of close to where the stairs are.
Mm-hmm.
And they're attacking people that are meat shields. So I'm going to hurl my two beams at this one and this one. So the ones that are closer to
the one
to
that
the
tried
stairs.
To hit Lank and the one to the east west of Bathwack.
Yes.
Next to each other. All right. You would have to move down onto the landing to do so.
Yeah, that's okay. I said I was going to peek. God. Is that enough? Can I be half in, half out of the... Can I put one foot on the landing and hurl it down there? Come on, man!
No!
Okay, then I run away. Oh, fuck, I'm rolling terribly tonight.
Well, what was the total?
Well, okay, total. All right, this one was a good roll. That was a... My second one is a 19.
Mm-hmm.
Plus 6, so that's a 20.
That's a hit.
5. And the other one was 3 plus 6, which is a 9.
All right, so the one... You don't hit the one that tried to hit Lank, but you hit the one that first tried to swing at Bathwack. Okay. So go ahead and roll your damage.
Damage.
No.
That's what you say. You say damage!
And you, I think you roll... Do you roll more, or do you just have an extra bolt?
I think it's just an extra bolt.
Okay. But you can push them.
Yeah, I'm going to push the crap out of that
guy. So 1d10.
And I'm going to be like, you're welcome, Bathwack. Here you go. I'm making a big show. 8.
All right. This one, having been weakened by Bathwack's first swing, explodes into a million pieces.
You're welcome, giant lizard man.
All right. Anything further? What about Bernard?
I don't want my few days' growth of mustache to fall off, so...
He can bite something.
He's tiny. He's tiny, no. Nothing with him yet, because I might save him for electric shock giving, but these are freaking skeletons, so what is that going to do? Oh, my bones are shocked.
All right, then we go to Lank.
Since I can move past Bathwack, so I could come down here.
You could, without incurring any attacks of opportunity.
I'm going to take, Nick's kind of surrounded, so I think I'm going to smack this guy to the north of me.
All right. The one that's next to you, and that was kind of in the middle of everything. And he did try to hit you, so you want to seek your revenge.
Well, he's also flanking Nick, so, you know, trying to be polite. If my friend is being flanked, I have to do that. That is 26 to hit.
That is certainly a hit.
Okay. 9.
Got it. And this is your maul, so I believe it's bludgeoning damage, right?
Yes.
All right. You swing your maul down at this this skeleton, and you feel like these bones are extremely brittle and well-suited to being struck by a maul, because you basically just rip down through it and split it in half.
Yeah!
And it's dead.
All right.
But this definitely seems to be a weapon that's very effective against them.
Oh, well, fancy. Standing here to do my second attack, can I just, the guy to my south, can I just swing around and hit him? Or try to hit him?
Mm-hmm. You're just, like, smacking back and forth over your head and over your back.
Yep, well, okay, there
he's
goes
like
that one.
He's like Donkey Kong.
Oh, yeah, he's like the hammer from Smash Brothers.
Yeah!
21 to hit.
That's also definitely a hit.
That is 10 damage.
All right. You crush through this one as well. Bam, bam. Two skeletons rendered to piles of bones.
How many do we have left now?
There are 4 left.
Ooh.
And we go to Nick, who sees these skeletons all menacing him. And he goes, "Avast ye!" And tries to stab one in the eye hole.
He was reading a pirate novel the other day.
No, Pirates of the Caribbean. He sees these skeletons, and he's like, these must be pirates. That's definitely a hit. All right. And he actually does manage to stab right through the skeleton's eye hole, and when he tries to pull his rapier back, it rips the head off of the skeleton.
Oh my gosh!
And the skeleton falls backwards, and the skull flies across the room and lands on one of the beds.
Ew.
That's awesome.
I'm not sleeping on that one.
They're just bones, Rafina. Maybe a little tendons holding things together. Not that gross. All right, Bathwack.
Yeah, I'm going to try to hit this skeleton's head into the bed directly south of him.
All right, let's do it. Let's see if we can knock another ones off.
Yeah, it's definitely a game. I don't know if I have to roll with disadvantage to aim the head. That's 13.
That hits.
Okay. Aw, it's only 8 damage.
All right. You chip a chunk off of the skull, and it flies, bounces off the wall, and teeters on, and lands on the bed, teeters on the edge, and then falls off.
All right, try again. 11.
It's another 11. Miss.
It's a hit.
Oh.
The miss?
11 is a miss.
You oh, I meant 13.
Oh, 13. Hit.
Oh, I meant 20.
All right.
I meant natural 30. All right.
11 damage.
Okay. The rest of the skeleton's head is shattered. The pieces fly everywhere. They land all over the beds, as
confetti!
Well as the floor. Some bounce somehow backwards into Lank's beard. But you definitely land at least some of the skull on some of the beds.
He sighs and just says, sloppy.
All right. There's only two left. And Nick is the closest, so they're both going to try to kill Nick so I don't have to play him anymore. That's a miss and a hit. And that does 4 damage to Nick. Poor Nick. And then we go to Rafina.
All right. How about I just use my crossbow?
Yeah, you could do that.
I'm gonna. I pull out my cross. I put down my terrarium and all of the things in my hands.
They clatter down the stairs.
I say, ah, crap, I'm going to replace that glass again. And I arm my crossbow and kapoing.
Go ahead, roll an attack.
18 again. And then my my attack bonus says dex plus 6.
Yeah, it's a plus 6. You definitely hit. Which one are you attacking, the northern one or the southern one?
The one right next to Nick, because he's having a hard time.
All
right. Okay, 4 plus 3 is 7.
All right. So your bolt flies across the room, goes right next to Will's shoulder, right over Nick's head, and smashes into the femur of the skeleton in front of Nick. And bone chips fly everywhere, and the skeleton kind of stumbles, but is still ready to attack. Okay, it's Will's turn.
I'm going to do Eldritch Blast again. I don't really have much for... I don't have, like, bludgeoning.
Are you going to target one with both, or split them up? The north one has not been hit. The south one was just hit by a crossbow bolt in the femur.
Okay. I will target both.
Okay.
Two beams.
All right. Tell me which rolls which.
Okay. This is for the north one.
Okay.
15 plus hit. 6 is 21. The south one, 10. That's
miss.
A miss. Yeah. Okay.
10.
10? Sweet! Mm-hmm.
Nice.
10.
All right. Do you want to push it? Because you don't.
Yeah, I want to push it into the wall. Maybe right. That'll damage it a little bit more.
All right. It doesn't. But you push slide it away
stupid
from Nick.
Stupid rules.
Your smoky energy blasts into it and sends bones flying around. These bones are just everywhere.
Yeah, this whole room is very hazardous.
Is anybody allergic
right now?
To bone right now? Because it's very dusty in here. All right, Lank, you're up. Unless
oh,
Will
right.
wants to do anything else. Move.
Nope,
or...
I am not moving anywhere.
All right, I'm going to sort of truck across here to this guy up in the northwest corner.
All right.
And smack him with my maul, or try to.
Go for it.
That is 11.
Miss.
Well.
Fooey.
Yeah. That is 19.
Hit. It would be very hard for you not to kill the skeleton right now.
Well, that's good.
I think it'd be actually impossible.
That is 10.
Got it. Yes. Describe something that is overly destructive, because you do well above what you need to end this skeleton's unlife.
All right. Picture someone had a giant wooden mallet.
Yep.
And a 10-pound sack of flour.
Okay.
And they just smash that flour with the mallet. Try to picture what the room would look like. That's what it looks like.
That's awesome.
What I picture, my first thought was that you hit it, but the sack is extremely resilient, and you just hit a sack of flour and it just stays there. It looks like a room with a sack
of
flour.
That was my first attempt. That's when I rolled too low to hit.
Yeah.
Right.
And then the second time, I just sort of kicked it in the shins, and it disintegrated.
No, you stop for a second. You slit the end very secretly with your X-Acto knife. Watch this, guys. And then you set up a fan.
So Rafina's blowing smoke out of her eyes. I'm blowing flour out of my eyes. Mm-hmm. None of us can see each other.
All right. It's Nick's turn. He goes, poof, poof, fast. Man tries to hit the last remaining skeleton and misses. Who cares? And then it's Bathwack's turn.
He misses, but nobody sees him miss.
Yeah.
We're all just swinging in bone meal now.
He lands a solid strike on the staircase behind him. Yeah. All right. Go ahead, Bathwack.
All right, Bathwack wades through the dust over in front of this last skeleton.
Got it.
And, yeah.
The upside, it's going to be very easy to fingerprint this room now.
12.
Miss.
Miss. I missed. I can't see.
I can't see you.
All right. This skeleton is swinging around wildly. He doesn't know what's happening. So I'm just going to have him randomly try to hit one of you.
Okay.
All right. Lank, you're 1 and 2. Bathwack, you're 3 and 4. Nick is 5 and 6. Tries to hit Lank.
Somehow I knew that was coming.
And that is a natural 20!
Oh, no!
Hooray for the skeleton! He's so happy! All right. So that does... Probably the last hit one of them will land in this fight.
Yeah.
That deals 9 piercing damage.
9? Holy crap, you only rolled a 1. What does that mean?
Well, you max your damage, and then you roll damage 20. Die again. Yep.
I hate you.
He crits you. All right, and it's Rafina's turn.
All right, I'm going to shoot the other one then.
All right, go for it. That's actually the same
one. Because it worked so well the first time.
Well, it's already got a bolt sticking out of one femur. Maybe a shot to the other one will incapacitate it.
So in order for me to hit the femur, I have to aim for the coccyx.
Got it. The vestigial coccyx.
Oh, I got a 4.
Oh, man, we're all rolling not very well.
And that was a +6, I think, right?
Yeah, it's 10. Woody hoo.
That is a miss. Flies through and thwacks into the dirt right between Lank's feet.
Not even the coccyx. Mm.
And then we go to Will.
Eldritch Blast.
Oh, double bolt.
Yeah, I'm just, I am like, I stand on the railing, like, with my tippy toes and just launch my two, I don't know if launch is not the, it's not like a rocket, but I just like, I'm like a creepy, like,
you're
Edgar Allan
like
Poe
Palpatine?
Character or something. Yeah, I'm like, that's what I said, I have like these claw hands because I'm tippy toeing up on the railing. Rawr! Because he's like right
below. A rat
below.
Peeking out from your armpit.
Yeah, I'm very, very weird. All right. 11 plus 6. That's
hit.
17. And, oh yeah. That's a 10. That missed.
Total.
God damn it, yes.
Yeah, so you hit with 1.
Man, these rolls tonight. 2!
I mean, this is probably the hardest fight you guys will encounter for the rest of the day.
Yeah, right. You
all right. Describe an amazing blow that does not kill a measly skeleton.
I refuse! You already got enough description, and then I failed. I do it. I'm, like, really angry. It does nothing. I mean, it does, like, so little damage, and he's just like, what? He's, like, really questioning all of his life choices. Not even just in this battle, just every life choice.
So typical,
like,
Will.
Man, yeah. It's just rubbing it in his face a little more. Like, I am ineffectual, man! Damn it!
All right. Lank, you want to show him how it's done?
Oh my god, he just destroys everything.
All right, well, you know, I might use my maul.
Probably a good idea.
Maybe.
Or try. We, as has been said, we're not rolling well tonight, so I may just end up attacking the air because I see bone meal. All right. Oh, that's a 19. That is 27.
That is a hit. Go ahead.
Ooh.
Again. probably very difficult not to destroy this skeleton.
Listen,
outright.
Eric, stop with your very difficult. Mm.
That is a damage of 12.
Okay, yes.
Nice.
If you thought the air was full of bone meal before, Lank hits this skeleton so hard to shatter every bone in the room. All are dead.
Plus we all have messed up lungs from all the bone meal.
Alright, a tibia flies up, smacks Will in the forehead, and knocks him backward off the railing.
Yes!
A finger bone shoots up Will's nose and pulls out a booger.
It's all to me!
I meant to say Nick the second time, but yes, it's Will. It's canon now. Alright, and as the dust settles, there's just bones everywhere. Thankfully, you noticed the footsteps before, because now they're largely obscured by lots of powdered bone. But as the last skeleton falls, you hear a loud crunching sound, and it seems to be coming from the top of the stairs, not the ones you came down from.
What?
The ones on the west side of the room.
Uh-oh, look out, Link.
And you hear it again. Crunch!
Oh my god, it's Izek. It's Izek, he's coming through. That's the freaking... That is how you get inside the house, I betcha.
And you hear another crunch!
No, stop! Ah, no.
And you hear another crunch!
Oh god, no. Somebody go. Okay,
does anybody do anything?
Link just moved!
Yeah, I'm backing away from the stairs a little bit.
Keep in mind, this is an audio format show. Crunch!
Oh god.
Can you crunch a little faster?
Anybody else hear that crunching?
Should if the footsteps are obscured, oh man.
Listen, are they clearly footsteps?
They were.
Or is someone chewing something?
I mean, I'm kind of joking about the bone dust before. You can still see the footsteps in the floor.
Oh, man. What are the footsteps made out of? Dirt? Like
The floor is dirt, so yes, they're steps in the floor.
So follow them around down to next to the beds?
This noise that's up at the top of the stairs.
It sounds like wood being splintered.
Yeah, I think it's Izek trying to get through a door that comes down here from inside the house.
You hear a more resounding crack, and you see some splinters of wood fly down the stairs and hit the landing
below. Oh my god, he found his axe.
Got it.
Oh no! Wait, does he have an axe or a maul? Wait, is it an axe? It's an axe! No!
Wait,
is this in character?
Oh my god.
All right, I want to run over and check out this wall.
Yeah, yeah, we should go toward the
really quickly.
Yeah.
Being led there directly, you can see that there is a secret door. It seems to pivot inwards, like away from you beyond. So there's definitely a passage there. And as you make that discovery, you can see up the stairs from where you are, and you see looks like there is a door at the top of the stairs, and as you're looking, it explodes outward in a shower of wooden splinters and bits and pieces, and at the top stands Izek Strozny.
Yes! I knew it!
Hefting a extremely large, vicious-looking battle axe.
Fuck, damn it! Go away,
why?
Izek!
And he looks down and he says, "There you are!"
Ah.
And it sounds like he's kind of yelling, but that's just his voice. He doesn't sound like he's super pissed, at least any more than he usually is. And he starts coming down the stairs toward you.
All right.
Hi, Izek!
Hello! Any sign of her?
Nope.
Just some skeleton dudes. Dry bones.
Yeah, it was terrifying.
We got rid of them.
So many skeletons, Izek. I can't believe you weren't here to protect me.
Can I shift and obscure the... If there's some, like, obvious, you know, something that I push or do something to make this wall move, can I just sort of...
Yeah, I mean, you could stand in front of where the door is. It's secret enough that you don't see it from across the room. You did need to get over to it.
All right. Yeah, I'll just kind of stand in the way. Block it as much as I can.
Yeah.
Izek says, "Okay, I don't think she's upstairs. But I don't know where else she could be. Is there anything else down here?" What?
He looks around. What is this place?
Apparently it's a graveyard.
I mean, were they...
Oh.
Though, I mean, if there were these animated skeletons down here, they're probably guarding something. Maybe there's...
And there's some beds.
Yeah, good point!
And he walks down the rest of the stairs, and he strides over to the beds, and he starts... pulling them out of the way, flipping them back into the room, looking for signs of something.
I'm going to go over and help him.
Start flipping beds. Nothing you can find underneath.
I look like, you know, I'm trying to look like I'm helping him, but what I'm actually doing is climbing into bed and taking a long rest. This bed will be easier to flip from above.
And he just walks over and flips it with you in it. You tumble head over heels and land on the landing above on your feet.
I've had better rests.
Right. Maybe the Baron and Izzet can go search the upper floors, and we'll start from down here and work our way up.
I mean, I looked pretty thoroughly. I mean, I found this!
And he smacks the haft of his axe against his hand.
Oh, where did you find it?
They must have taken it back here. It was up in a bedroom. There was also a dead guy there.
Whoa.
What?
What dead guy? Who was it?
Way to bury the lead, Isaac.
Some old guy, I don't know.
Some old guy?
Yeah. I'm looking for Arena. I didn't get too close to look.
I want to know who it is. I'm the mayor, and I need to find out who that is. Tell me. Let's bring me. Show it. Show him to me.
Okay.
Is that good? He looks at Bathwack like, is that what you want? Right? Good? I don't know, right? Are we trying to get him to not go, or...
All right, he's going to look around,
and
he's trying to find any further signs.
I mean, my thought was just that we should find Arena first if Arena's down there.
Exactly.
That was all I was thinking.
All right.
And I also thought it would be funny if you were stuck with Isaac for a while.
I know. I knew that's what you were doing. So that's what he says. You said Isaac is rolling. What did he roll?
Don't worry about it.
Okay, cool. All right, well, yeah, I want to know who it is. And Will makes his way down the stairs and back up these other stairs to where Isaac came out of, that presumably into the house. This is how we get back in the house?
Yeah, that leads up to a closet up on the first floor.
How did you know about this like a secret
closet? I was looking around, trying to find stuff. It's just hidden behind a couple coats.
What, how did you, but you axed through it? Is it
was
a door?
Locked.
Oh, okay, all right, sorry. It's just like, how did you just axe through a wooden thing? I don't know.
All the walls upstairs have at least one axe mark in them. This one was hollow, so I kept going. It doesn't look great.
All right. Yeah, where is it? What is that? A dead bug? What the fuck is that?
Lint.
Oh.
Is it in my nose?
I don't know. It was bone meal. yeah, he's gonna, Will is going to, but he's not gonna want to pass Izek super closely on the stairs because he doesn't want Izek to touch him and find out that it's an illusion.
As you go up, you hear in your mind Nick's voice and he says, should someone come with you?
Do you think anyone's even up there?
I don't know, but Izek will be up there with you.
I'm not afraid of Izek because so far he completely believes me. So unless I can't really... say that out loud because I'm literally just talking into your brain. Will Izek even go with me? Will he?
I don't know. Nick is just asking you that.
Okay. Rafina, do you want to come with me or do you want to...
Yeah!
Okay, cool. Two bodyguards for me. Rafina and Izek. Rafina.
This is going to be fun.
All right.
Well, fine. I'll show you, but you three look around down here. See, this room seems weird. Maybe there's... I don't know.
But, right. I mean, it doesn't mean we can't come back down here, Izek.
Sure.
Let's just go up, hurry, and find out who this old guy that's dead is.
Fine. All right.
Izek, I yelled hello, and no one said anything, so we're pretty sure there's no one down here.
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
Yeah, but we should look again. We'll be thorough.
Start making axe marks in the wall.
Lank has flipped over a bed and is trying to crawl into it.
I am going to search this bed from top to bottom. He tucks himself in. Don't bother me for a while so I can concentrate.
All right. Will, you lead the way up the stairs
with
Rafina in tow, and Izek follows behind. He casts one look over his shoulder at you, Bathwax, still standing in one place against the wall nonchalantly, and then they head up through the door upstairs.
Okay.
We're first going to address Bathwack and Lank.
Cool.
And Nick. You have been left alone in this dirt cellar. A secret door has been discovered. What do you do?
We climb into bed and take our...
Yeah.
It's still morning, so according to the rules, you need to wait, I think, at least another, like, 10 to 12 hours, and then you can take a long rest. But
even Lank, who didn't get a full night's sleep, I feel like the rules should be bent in cases like that.
He got his long rest.
Guess what?
Oh, what?
Did he?
Yeah, but then he got hurt in the morning.
Ugh, that's so
well, that takes the sting out of it. You may not have gotten a full night's sleep, but at least you were injured. All right, let's open this door. When Lank gets back out of the bed, he's wearing pajamas.
All right, let's do it.
All right, so you, the door, as you investigate it, does not seem to be locked, and as I said, it pushes inwards, and you open that door to reveal a square room beyond. It is about 25 feet on each side, and it is occupied.
Mm-mm.
Within...
Holy crap!
Oh!
There are braziers in each corner with brightly glowing torches. There is a large pentagram etched into the ground, taking up most of the center of the room. Surrounding the pentagram, you see five berobed figures spaced evenly apart. In the center of the room, you see a figure sort of facing away from you, bent over the floor. And beyond them, you can see Irina. She is laying on the ground, unconscious.
Oh, no.
How many arms does she have?
It's hard to see. Also, you're not there.
Oh, but I'm yelling from... Okay,
never mind. How many arms does she have? As you open the door... The figure in the center stands up and turns around.
It's Victor!
You see the face of Blinsky.
Ah!
Though it is not as recognizable as you would have maybe thought. He seems to be horribly burned.
fire.
Yeah. His robes show
from fire
significant damage as well.
It's all coming together for me.
And he turns around, and he sees you standing in the doorway, and he says, "You! What are you doing here? Go away!"
Well, at the risk of sounding predictable, we could ask you the same question. What are you doing here?
It doesn't matter! You have no business here! You leave now, or else!
Oh, no.
You notice the other odd thing about him is he is holding this massive wooden club, very finely polished, and he smacks it into his hands menacingly when he says the words, "or else." Lank, you would recognize this.
Oh my god. Oh my god!
As the club that Will tried to give you, which when you touched it gave you a nasty flashback of some terrible times.
I gave him his weapon!
Where the hell did he get that?
Oh, crap.
Lank says to himself, because anybody he would actually ask isn't there.
Will, I mean, you, or Katie, you might remember, was anybody there when you gave the club to him? I know, I'm assuming Lank wasn't. He spends as little time in that shop as possible.
I think Lank was out in the street at that point.
Probably.
Did you really, you gave that to Blinsky?
I did, because what I was trying to accomplish, well, like, Lank wasn't taking it. And so I tried to give it to him just to make him make it into something that Lank might take, just because it was funny at the time. And I was like, oh, should I do that? And I think Bathwack was there. I think Nick and Bathwack was there, because I think I made a joke about how Lank burns down buildings and stuff. And then I was like, I don't really say that, because... And then Bathpack was like, really? What? Yep. Oh, okay. Like, it was
okay.
It was one of my stupid jokes. So, yeah.
So, Bathpack, you would recognize it then as well as the club that Will gave to Blinsky a couple days ago.
Well, should we keep talking to him, Lank? What do you think?
Says Bathpack to Lank.
Yeah. Yeah. Maybe. Blinsky, we've come for Irina.
Fair enough. We have come for Irina.
She's not yours to take. You leave now.
I'm at a loss for words at the craziness of this situation, because you're implying that she was yours to take. She's unconscious in a pentagram, and you're here with a mallet, which I don't think belongs to you. Maybe it does belong to you. I have no idea. So we have questions.
I don't care. You ask your questions to the wind. Get out of here. Go fuck off!
To the wind!
I wish she farted then.
Probably gonna have to approach.
Yeah, like some introductions. Who are these five?
Are you deaf? I say get out! You don't come in this room!
Yeah, you say that, but I've never listened to anything you said.
And so you come into the room?
Yes.
All right. You come into the room.
Not into the pentagram.
That's fine. Blinsky almost said his name in his accent.
Mm-hmm. I know.
Blinsky says, "This no fun! Get them!"
Oh, my God.
Oh, okay.
And I need you to...
Where the hell is Nick?
If it's not fun, it's
he's
not
behind
fun.
You.
Okay,
I'm just
okay,
not looking at the map right now, but...
Yeah, looking at the map, Nick's, like, just sort of...
He's just standing over there. He's still spitting out bones.
He's
still staring us down.
He's coming in. All right, so you guys roll initiative, and then we're going to cut to Rafina and Will and Izek. Okay. So, you guys come up the stairs to the first floor. True to his word, you come into what looks like sort of a cloak closet. There's coats and shoes and whatnot, with one door leading out to the north. It is standing open.
We don't hear any yelling.
Not yet. You just walked upstairs. Right. They hadn't opened the door yet.
I look at all the coats.
We were back in time?
We are.
Yeah.
Sorry, I can't do it simultaneously. Yeah. We should go word by word.
Okay, let's go. Where is he?
All right, fine. Follow me. Get out of my way.
Excuse.
Look. What? Izek, that's very rude.
It is.
I don't care. Come on.
Izek.
He goes.
Were you raised in a barn?
Yeah, were you? Where were you raised? Tell me everything.
Oh, that's typical. All right, so he leads you out of that room into another room, which is like a... kind of a mud room type of thing. There's a door. Also, all these doors are hanging open at this point. There's a door in the north that leads outside. And then he leads you back through. You had seen the servants' quarters in the northwest part of the building. Then you go through that door into a den in the dining room and back to that landing at the bottom of the stairs leading up into the second floor of the house.
Is that where you want us to go? You're talking so quickly.
Well, I'm just trying not to reiterate the description of the house from last time. But basically, he gets you back to the stairs, and he starts...
I see.
And he is going up the stairs to the second floor.
Yeah. I'm like, shooing him along, because I want to get back down. I mean, like,
yeah.
I don't know.
I'm going to keep describing until one of you decides that you wouldn't be following along or want to interject something or stop him or
except
whatnot.
I would probably not be hurrying him, because I want everyone to have the chance, but oh my god, I don't know. This is very hard!
So, you get up to the top of the stairs, and you find yourself in a hallway. There is a window at the north and south end. Basically, it seems to stretch the whole length of the house from north to south. Framed portraits and mirrors festoon the walls, surrounding you with judging looks and dark reflections.
Ooh. Any portraits of Lady Wachter?
Yeah.
As I walk by one, I knock it off the wall. I seriously, as a show to Izek, like, ah, fuck this lady, I, like, knock the portrait off the wall.
Let's see. Where does he lead you? He leads you
Come
to...
Come on, there's gotta be something behind the portrait. Like, somebody with their eyes peeking out.
Nope.
Yeah. Aww.
Sorry. Alright. He leads you around the top of the stairs and all the way down to the south end of this hallway and to the door... the top of the landing looking down at the stairs. It's the door on the east side, which is standing open, and he heads in there. One thing you do notice, some of the doors are open, some of them are not. The ones on the west, there's a double set of doors on the north side of the west. At the north of the west side of the hallway, which are locked and or closed, and then another door further south from that is also locked. And, as you pass that, I need you guys to make a perception check.
Oh, shit. 17.
12.
All right. Will, as you pass by, you hear what sounds like a scratching noise from behind that door.
What's in here? There's a scratching noise coming from behind this door. Izek. Axe.
Oh, no, I was in there. It's just some crazy chick. I don't know. It's not Irina. It doesn't matter.
No, what? I want to know who it is.
I thought you wanted to see the body.
I do,
Let's
but I also...
Up.
Who is in this room?
I don't know. It's some chick. I don't know.
Why is the door scratched? What did you do to her, Izek?
I didn't do anything to her.
Open the door.
You open it.
I thought you said it was locked. Okay, I try the door.
It's unlocked.
All right, I try the door.
All right, you open it.
All right.
Izek is standing outside impatiently, and you open it, and the room beyond is musty and dark. Mm-hmm. There is an iron-framed bed fitted with leather straps near a wall.
What?
What?
And there's nothing else in the room.
What?
Oh, no.
As you open the door, scurrying away from you on all fours is a young woman in a soiled nightgown.
Oh, God.
She leaps onto the bed, and she goes... Little kitty doesn't know you! Little kitty doesn't like the smell of you!
Okay! And then he closes the door.
Thanks for listening. Please leave us a review on iTunes and visit porkfrieddice.com to find links to us on Facebook and Twitter. Be sure to join us next week to find out what happens to your favorite adventurers as they muddle their way through our demented mindscapes.